5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
How are you?
I'm all right. I can't believe you guys already have your Christmas trees up in your house.
No, we have one tree up.
Right, you still have to go cut down the other one.
Right, because the one in the main living room has to be real.
The white one is up right now.
That's up. And some decorations in that room, but that's about it.
Raven says that you never let him pick the tree.
Full of it, Anna. I mean, if I let him pick the tree, there it have like a massive hole in it. He gets so frustrated, he doesn't want to be there. I don't know if he's cold or bored or what, but he'll pick a tree with brown needles and a hole in it, and he'll be like, oh, we could just turn this around and for it to face the wall, nobody will see it. And I'm like, there's a squirrel living in it. And no.
I remember last year he was so upset because he said that he walked miles through multiple tree farms trying to find
that
the
is
perfect
true
tree.
Last year we walked and walked and walked. I mean, it's something to be said if you're walking the entire tree farm 2 to 3 times.
Well, you got to get the perfect tree. If I left him to pick the tree, him and my son would just give up 5 minutes in, and it would be the worst tree. It would be dead in 2 days. It's a big deal to me. I think I get that from my dad. His tree has to be perfectly shaped, full, no holes. Like, yeah, pretty sure I got that from him.
You know, trees with holes in them need love, too. Just saying.
Well, I mean, there's people who like Charlie Brown looking trees. I like a full, perfectly shaped tree.
What happens to the reject trees, the ones that nobody buys? What happens
death?
To them?
A fiery death?
Oh, my
gosh. A fiery
gosh.
End?
I never thought about that.
That's right.
I can tell you.
I might adopt a tree just because I feel bad for them.
Some of the places we go, you'll go back the next year and those poor trees are still there. So.
Right, but how about the ones that are pre-cut? Like those sad trees.
See? All those trees need love.
Poor trees.
Yeah, all fires need kindling, too, on the other hand.
So what are you doing with your mini Thanksgiving this year? You can't have the big bash like usual. What are you guys going to do?
I'm going to let him deep fry a turkey and hope it doesn't take 7 hours.
What are you talking about? He lights everything on fire. You're going to let him near a deep fryer with a turkey?
You know, he's done it before, Anna. The year we got engaged, so we got engaged on Thanksgiving. And he was supposed to go outside with all the guys and fry the turkey. I was also baking one, thank God. I guess it was supposed to take like 45 minutes or something for this turkey, and it ended up taking like 5 hours. I don't know if they were lying because they were outside, you know, having some beers and talking, but 5 hours it took him. He didn't blow anything up. That was good, but it did take like 5 hours.
It was delicious. So. It was very, very, very cold that year and windy, as I recall. And it was the first year I had ever done it. I'm less cautious at this point, Anna. Like, I'll go flame high.
You'll start frying it right in the middle of your living room.
Yeah. What? Yeah. No. Okay. It'll be outside, but, okay. You know, the propane will be on high. No question about it. From moment one.
I find it humorous that Alicia thinks that you would rather stand outside in the freezing cold with your friends than be inside with the wives.
Well.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband this past week?
I think he's been good. He hasn't really done any of the things that needed to be done around the house. Like, you know, every time we change the clocks back and forward, we change the batteries and the smoke detectors, mm-hmm. and the batteries are still sitting on the counter.
Yeah, I bought the batteries. They're on the list of things to get done. I mean, I think I took pretty good care of you over the last week.
Are you trying to convince
her? You did.
For a better grade?
I mean, if you're going to fry a turkey, you should probably change the batteries in the smoke detector.
Especially if he's doing it in the
really
living room.
Right.
I'm going to be outside.
All right. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
Hey, he did all right, Anna. He's going to get a B. He did bring me home a gallon of coquito the other day. He's got to get a B.
Congratulations, Raven.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.